were wont to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country. Well, it used to be easy to get a place, build a house. Now the EPA said no, that's the home of the blue mouse. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. We're gonna use some common sense and we're gonna take back our country. Well, they've beaten to death that whole race horse. This politically correct thing has run its course. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
Whoa! Yeah, baby, back with little Hank Jr. That goes out to Ron Cricket Freeman, our buddy in Ohio. Yes, indeed. Gotta love that song, Gogra Vogra.
Is it Bocephus?
Bocephus.
Yeah, Bocephus.
Beautiful Saturday morning here from the bunker, undisclosed location. Midwest Outdoor Studios, KFNS 590. Matty G, the Vogra Vogra, Peanut, and your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I.
Live mobile on demand.
Oh, you always gotta say that, don't you?
Yes. That's for right. Mark up here.
We need to run down where we're going to, Vogra Vogra. We're going somewhere.
We're going down mess this up. A little bit below, above Cape Girardeau, a little bit down Fiona, Missouri. Fiona? Fina?
Look at it. We've got Stuart Rulin on the line with us from Indian Creek Shooting Systems.
Place of
great cheesecake. I bet he's having coffee.
And cheesecake.
Good morning, Stuart.
Grandma's cheesecake.
Morning, buddy.
Thomas Coffee, to be exact.
Oh, you're having Thomas Coffee, to be exact. That's good news.
Yep.
Are you hearing the Vogra Vogra mess up good this morning?
Yeah, I guess we're living here in Fiona, Missouri.
Yeah.
It's Frona, Vogler. It's Frona.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. If, in case you wasn't listening, we're talking to the mayor of Eminence, talking about the flood damage down in the Ozarks and the Jack's Fork and the Current and how they need help down there. And Vogler goes, what's the damage like at Boiling Springs?
I'm on a roll today here, you know. I'm on a roll.
I can't say the other thing I said to him at break. Wow, you were a busy boy turkey season, Mr. Indian Creek boy.
Yeah, you know, we started in Tennessee and got one killed down in Tennessee with a good friend of mine and a wounded warrior veteran from the Army. And I got lucky to kill one with him, and we doubled, so that was pretty cool. Then get back into Missouri, and you knew all about the struggles because I was on phone with you, say, how are we going to get this turkey killed? And actually, we had one turkey. My whole family was trying to kill him. We were all trying to kill this bird. He was a big old bird, we thought. You never really know, but we finally threw in the towel on him and went to some different places, some different areas, and we got a few of them killed, so that was pretty cool. And then finished up last week in Kansas. Jeremiah had killed that weird-looking bird with a feather on its head. And I think you said you've seen that before, but I've never
seen that before, yeah, down the back. But that one was a pretty good top-notch. That was a long one. Kind of looked like a feather on his head, you know. It was pretty cool-looking.
Right, and then I just seen yesterday that, or the day before, Drury's had posted one very similar to it that someone had shot.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that before they posted it. I saw it on one of their deals. And they were holding the turkey, and no one had said anything about it yet. So that's cool that they finally posted it. I've seen them when they're around their the feathers are around their eyes, and on the top of their head. But that one that he took, my goodness, that's a long one. I mean, you guys called him Tonto. I called him several other things, but we know what kind of turkey he is. He's not sure what his gender is.
That's right. He can use any bathroom, can he?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you were talking about all the places you was going. I had a thought, and I wanted to talk to you about it. I wanted to say it this morning on the radio, is that what I would like to do next spring, okay, instead of doing so much crazy stuff, whenever you get ready to run, wherever you're going, just take me with you with a camera. I want to shoot television with you guys and just like I'm not there, okay? Just follow you and document your entire spring and put together that for your company, but also for the television. For Midwest Outdoors, I think that makes some great television, the different things. You know, you guys doing different things, going different states, and I just think it'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean that sounds really good, because you never know where we're going to go. We usually don't decide that until NWTF, and you start meeting people and they start inviting you out. And,
right, like Mike's up in New England someplace, New Hampshire or someplace, you know.
Yeah, New Hampshire, he's on his way back, and I do believe if I read the text messages, he got an adult gobbler killed yesterday evening.
Great. But what a great trip that would be. You guys run to Tennessee, I'll just jump in the vehicle with you and run down. I'll run camera. I'll shoot a quick show, shoot segments for you guys. You guys can use the footage. But we can document the Indian Creek Boys on this marathon. I just think it would be a cool segment.
I'm all over that. You know, just let us know when you want to get it all together, and we'll start planning.
Let's just plan it now for next year. Just it's together. You just include me in your travel plans, and I'll come in with the camera, because we don't need a camera crew, because I can shoot it and do all the stuff myself. So it's just me, so it'll work out really well.
Well, it's a done deal then.
All right.
I still have to kill a turkey with my Uncle Ray.
Yes, you do. It's time, and we're going to do that. It's going to be fun, because we're going to document it. So just remember one thing I want you and Mikey both to know when it comes to the camera. Just remember one thing. The camera is always on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. You guys getting lots of response from your customers from Indian Creek choke tubes this spring?
Yeah, it's real good this year. We were really, really busy. That's kind of one of the reasons we missed the media hunt in Ozarks. It's just that crazy time of the year, and you killed your turkeys, it's kind of like mandatory. The other guy has to pretty much be in the shop, because the phone calls are just crazy.
Well, you see what I'm doing? I'm eliminating that. You guys can't make the media hunts, and you get so tied up. You come to a couple of them. We appreciate you guys being there and enjoyed you being there, but like, you couldn't come to the Ozarks one, so I'm just going to come to you. It's going to be a lot easier.
Well, it's going to be fun.
Oh, it'll be a trip. It'll be a trip. And just wait till you see the outtakes and the home movies. With the music I'm going to add.
Okay.
What's your number one selling choke tube for turkeys?
Indian Creek.
Yeah. I mean, but exactly which tube? Which tube do you guys sell more of, a choke resistor? They're different, though, right?
Are you talking about, you mean for which shotguns?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, for whatever reason, Remington seems like it.
Okay.
Across the board, because there's so many 870s, 1187s out there.
Oh, there's a ton of those. They've been around forever.
They've been around forever, and everybody seems to have one, and they're almost indestructible. And then I would have to go, you know, to the Mossbergs. There's a lot of different Mossberg tubes, so that's probably the next one.
Yeah, okay. And what's choke restriction? I just got a text in from a guy here that's asking. I got you on. What's your standard choke restriction on your Indian Creek for turkeys?
With the standard bore size, which would be like your 731 to 735 bore size, like your Remingtons and your Benellis, that's going to be a 665.
665, that's what I thought, but I wanted to ask you that. What kind of pattern does that hold at 40 yards? Standard six shot or four, whatever.
Well, it depends on what shells you're going to use, Ray, because it's so much different, and so many different people like different loads, different shot sizes. But like a Winchester Longbeard number 6, 3-inch Magnum, you're going to be in a 200 pellet count in a 10-inch circle at 40 yards.
That's awesome. That's incredible. But just think about that, boys and girls, if you're listening to the show this morning. Just think about that. That's a lot of shot. That'd come a
There's
long
no
way.
Wiggle room.
No, that'd come a long ways from the old days walking around with just a straight barrel with a modified or a full choke and some 2 3/4-inch low brass, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Wow. Incredible. Well, you guys ran the road pretty rampant and killed a lot of turkeys shooting Indian Creek, and I know that anytime I post anything about you guys, I get a lot of response on Facebook from people that really like the product, and that's good to know too. So why don't you tell our listeners how they can get more information about Indian Creek choke tubes?
You can go to the website at IndianCreekSS.com.
That's easy.
Or look us up on Facebook and Instagram, and you can just search us, and it should come up. Or you can give us a call at the shop and talk to us. We love to talk turkey. It's 573-824-5555.
Yeah, we'll post that stuff as well. Yeah, that's one thing I told Mike when I had Mike on last week, is that's one of the things I'm sure that your customers really appreciate. They can call and you guys will talk to them. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can't get into it right now, but I can tell you some stories.
Well, we'll talk about that around a campfire sometime with a beer after we're looking at the footage of your hunt that morning, okay?
That sounds really good.
All right, brother. Thank you, Stu. Thanks for getting on the show with us. Have another cup of coffee. We're gonna have a cup of coffee with you here at break, okay?
Perfect. See you, Vogler.
Yes, sir. Cheesecake. Cheesecake.
Okay, I'm on it.
All right. Thanks, buddy. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to see y'all on the other side, baby.